Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply boasting. Boasting is okay. Now, you know, growing up as a kid, we were taught not to boast, not to brag on anything that we had or anything that we did. Our parents ingrained in us that it wasn't good for us to be boastful or braggadocious about anything. Yes, my friends, however, in this Christian life, it's all right to boast. It is. Let me tell you how I can validate it. Remember, the Bible says in Psalms 34:2, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And then we discover in Psalms 44:8, in God we boast all the day long. Now listen, you know it's always tempting for us to boast and to brag. Well, if there's a grandparent that has grandchildren and those grandchildren are doing well, that grandparent is not going to be able to keep that information to him or herself. They've got to boast about it. Well, the good thing about God is God gives us the freedom to boast in him, because as long as we're directing the glory back to the God that we serve, boasting's all right. Let me give you a few key components in our BRAG acronym that will allow you to walk with your head hung high and you can stick your chest out, because in the BRAG acronym, that B reminds us that I'm boasting about God's blessings. Yes, my friends and neighbors, remember Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord makes rich and he adds no sorrow with it. Then the first time the word blessing ever appears in the Bible is Genesis 12:2. This is when God promises Abraham, I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Listen to that, my friends and neighbors. We can boast in the blessings of God. The same promises that he extended to Abraham are relevant to me as well. God said, listen, you will be a blessing. Let me ask you, my friends, who are you a blessing to? Do you recognize that not only do you walk in the blessings of the Lord, but that you are a blessing as well? When people come to you and compliment you, send that glory back to God and say, listen, I'm a blessing because God made me a blessing. He promised me that I'd be able to do the things that I'm doing today. All the glory belongs to him. Remember, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28:20 that a faithful man will abound with blessings. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that means that everywhere we step, a blessing is on the way. Everywhere we look, there's a blessing nearby, and we are walking in and living in and worshiping in the blessings of God. So yes, you can brag about how blessed you are as long as you're doing it and giving the glory to God. That R lets us know that we can also brag about his restoration. Yes, my friends, we can all remember a time when we were not restored. I saw a show on television once, and they took this old rusty car, and it had broken parts and torn seats, and the wheels were flat. All the things were messed up with it, but they sent it to this company that specializes in restoring these old cars and making them classic. Well, once this car was restored, it was worth thousands of dollars more than it was when it was in its rusted, rough-looking condition. Well, think about it, my friends and neighbors. God has done something very similar to us. He's taken us in our rough and rugged state, and through his spirit, he's restored us. You remember the Bible says in Psalms 23:3 that he restores our soul? Then we also remember the Bible says that in Matthew 12:13 that Jesus saw a man with a withered hand, and the Bible says that he told him to stretch his hand, and when he did, it was restored whole like the others. Then we discover that God restores and renews us, because the Bible tells us in Psalms 103:5 that he satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God is in the restoration business. He specializes in it. I'm bragging about that restoration. When people see you that haven't seen you in 10 years and they say, hey, you look just like you did 10 years ago, say glory be to God, because the Bible tells us that our youth is renewed like the eagles in Psalms 103:5. When you get that burst of energy and you have the strength to make it through the day or the week or the month, remember Isaiah 43:1 that says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We'll mount up on wings like eagles. We'll run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Yes, my friends, our greatest testimonies come from us boasting about the goodness of the Lord. That A says that we can also boast in his ability. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God's ability is alive in us all. He's given us his spirit. He's given us his love. He's given us his peace. He's even given us his mind. We discover that we've got all the tools because of him to be successful. You remember in Zechariah 4:6, the Zerubbabel said, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. And then we discover in 2 Corinthians 3:5 that we are not sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, everything we do it through his power. The Bible tells us in John 15 that without him, we can't do anything. But with him, we can do all things, as we discover in Philippians 4:13. Yes, my friends, we can boast about the ability that God has given us. We can do all things through him. There is no reason for us to feel inadequate or insufficient or have any suffer from any problems with self-esteem. No, my friends, we should be confident and walk in the fact that God has given us his ability. I'm familiar with one time there was a rich kid on a playground that hired some bodyguards. He was getting bullied and they were taking his lunch money every day, and he says, well, daddy, I don't know what to do. And so his daddy assigned these two big bodyguards to walk with him everywhere he went. Well, when he gets to school, nobody bothered him because they could see these two big bodyguards on the left and on the right. So then that kid was able to walk into the class and go onto the playground and have a good time because he knew that he was protected. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, when we are walking in Christ, we are automatically protected. Psalm 91 says he gives his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. We have spiritual bodyguards. Yes, my friends, we can be confident in everything and boast in his ability. Finally, last but not least, we can focus and boast on God's goodness. The Bible tells us in Psalms 33:5, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Then we discover in Psalms 23:6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if you've ever felt like you are being followed, you are. You're followed by goodness and followed by mercy. God says to us, we're going to always have goodness around us. We know that God's goodness endures continually, as in Psalms 52:1. And we know that we also have God's goodness bubbling up on the inside of us. So yes, my friends and neighbors, today and tomorrow, next week and next month, it's all right to boast. It's all right to brag, because we're boasting on the God that we serve. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.